Ian Cope out in Grays Harbor County, who's got a big-time game for us tonight. Montesano taking on Connell, a little Eastern Washington versus Western Washington state tournament action. How's it going there, Ian?
Oh, just crossed the Columbia River on the drive back west, so long drive ahead of us.
Oh, man, you don't even get to stay the night out there? You got to drive all the way back to the Grays Harbor in the middle of the night?
Got kids' soccer to watch tomorrow,
ooh,
man.
Ooh, attaboy.
Nice to be a father.
Attaboy. Good stuff. Well, Montesano Bulldogs coming in second in the state. Connell, we got them ranked at fifth in the final score.tv poll, but Connell was the team at the bottom of the bracket, which means they get to host the game, and that's a long, long trip for the Bulldogs. So how did it go for them tonight?
Well, they actually made a whole couple of days of it. They came over a couple of days, a day early to watch their ladies' volleyball team play in Yakima. So they had a few days of it here over in Eastern Washington. It started off pretty well for Montesano. They intercepted Connell quarterback Brian Hawkins on the third play of the ball game. Went three and out, punted back to Connell, and they pinned him deep, pinned him all the way back on the one-yard line. So 99 yards of real estate in front of Connell, and they promptly covered that to get into the end zone for the first touchdown of the game. Their quarterback, Brian Hawkins, was able to scramble out of the end zone for a 23-yard gain, get the ball up to around the 31-yard line with a couple of other runs. And from there, it was the big tight end, Stephen Cronchy, who would take control of this drive. He got open over the middle for a 61-yard touchdown catch and run, put Connell up 7-0. Montesano unable to move the ball at all on the ground pretty much for the entire game. They had a couple of games or a couple of plays where they would break the occasional run, but for the most part, they were getting stuffed at the line, went three and out on their second drive, punted back to Connell. They got it down to the 2-yard line, and from there, Jax Whitby, their leading rusher, took it in from 2 yards out. It was the first of four touchdowns that he would score on today. Scored three in the first half to go along with Hawkins hitting his number one receiver, Andrew Klein, for a 26-yard touchdown. And when all was said and done at the end of the first half, Connell had a 34-14 lead. Montesano did stay in the game in the first half thanks to the heroics of their wingback, Dakota Renninger. He was really something, and only a junior. So he was a lot of fun to watch. He had 5 catches for 89 yards, 1 touchdown, also intercepted a pass the first half, made a couple of big defensive plays as a receiver on passes that were about to be intercepted, was able to turn into a defender and knock the ball down to keep drives alive for Montesano. So at halftime, they were down 20. Still with the pulse, but needed to come out and do something on the first drive of the second half, and they did. They got a good return by Dakota Renninger up midfield, went with a neat double reverse pass trick play on, and then got the ball down to the 6-yard line, and from there Dakota Renninger would get open on a beautiful cave route for Trevor Richman back corner of the end zone. The extra point was once to win it.
We're starting to lose you. We got a good recap. We got a real good recap. We're starting to lose you a little bit. We'll see if we'll give you one more shot here and see if the reception gets a little bit better. But it sounds like Cannell's taking care of business against Montesano. We still have you there, Ian? Uh-oh. I think
he said he was driving through the gorge, and that's why he initially dropped off. So.
That'll happen. Well, we appreciate his report, but the final score as Cannell gets the win over Montesano, 48-28.